Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to read a couple passages. First one is Leviticus 19, beginning in verse 9. Now when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field, neither shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest, nor shall you glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the needy and for the stranger. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name, so as to profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of a hired man are not to remain with you all night until morning. You shall not curse a deaf man, nor place a stumbling block before the blind. You shall revere your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor defer to the great, but you are to judge your neighbor fairly. You shall not go about as a slanderer among your people, and you are not to act against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. And you shall not hate your fellow countrymen in your heart. You shall surely reprove your neighbor, but shall not incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Turn with me to Matthew 5. If that wasn't hard enough, as he's primarily speaking there to our countrymen or brothers and sisters. When Christ comes in, he intensifies the law. This familiar passage. In verse 43 of chapter 5 of Matthew, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax gatherers do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And we see this best exemplified as Christ on the cross in his parting words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let's pray. God, as we come before you, Lord, we confess that we have not treated our spouses, our children, sons, daughters, brothers and sisters, Lord, our neighbors, Lord, those who have given us evil when we've tried to give them good. Lord, we've held fast tight to our rights, demanding to be respected. Lord, it's very tough, if not impossible, for us to love those who do not love us. But God, you've given us that example in your Son, who laid down his deity, set it aside to love us to the point of death, and death on the cross. So we pray, God, that you would give us hearts to love our enemies, Lord, and to bless those who curse us. And God, we know this is only possible as we are born again by the Spirit of Christ. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.